speech given by His Holiness Bhaktivikas Swami, recorded on 10th November 1995 in ISKCON Farm near Udupi.
One realization that we've all been having, I'm sure, and all of us devotees in our age group are all having, is that life is short, you don't have much time. It's not going to be prepared to meet thy Creator, as we find on different Christian slogans. Actually, it stems from the Bible, we find in South India especially. They put up, prepare to meet thy Creator. So that also tied in with something we were singing, Jaya Dija Padni Jaya Nara Kamiran Bhakti Teja Hara Kaila Govinda Charan. I was just reading this about the Dvija Padmis, the wife of the wives of the Yagi Brahmanas. There's a very nice description how they were involved in their family affairs, they left their husband and children doing these rituals, but they're always thinking of Krishna. But they're on a different part of Vrindavan, Krishna didn't come there much. They didn't go that side, so they never saw him. And they're always thinking about it. Then the Calling this, so many nice instructions in this story that Krishna Balaram, I always think of this, just Krishna Balaram sent, and he came back and said, well, the Brahmins didn't give us anything. So Krishna said, don't worry, that begging is like that. You can't expect to be successful everywhere. It's like that. Krishna also has experience as a beggar. He knows everything. He's in the heart of everyone. So he knows everything about everything. But even, he's a beggar also. He comes, begs. Everything he's done. He's been everywhere, done everything. That's Krishna. He's an experience in everything. So the yogi brahmanas' wives, when they heard, they were only too happy. They cooked all these things. They're pure devotees. They're always seeing Krishna when they're cooking. Actually, we couldn't have these things for offering and sacrifice. And the Lord of sacrifice is Lord Vishnu, but he's just a little distance away, he's there, but we never got a chance to see him. Then the boys came and said, do you think you have any food? We're very hungry, we've been out here. And we didn't have anything to eat all morning because that morning, who was it already? We killed one demon in the morning. Who was it? There was anyway, they missed their breakfast, they're very busy killing some demon. Then they're so happy, and then they put everything ready, and then they went, and they're going out, and they think, how are we going to see? And then they saw him in his description. Krishna was just standing there, and standing there, looking more attractive than millions of cupids with a flower and someone on his ear, as described. He was putting on some flower garland, just standing there with his arm on someone's shoulder. And it was just what they'd always been thinking of. All these years, they'd had to do all these things and all these rituals and family, always, and then they saw him. Last they saw him. So that I was thinking, we don't have much time. Whatever we have to do, we have to do. So we don't know, we can only, man proposes, God disposes. So we have to try to do something to serve Krishna in this very important time in history, spreading of the Sankirtan movement time, do whatever we can. But that simultaneously that we're doing, and we're also thinking that when will we meet with Krishna, and that is our sincere hope and desire that Tyagva Bhang Bonar Jamma Naiti Ma Maiti Sodam Yadgadana Nivatan Tetan Dhana Padam. That after so many with Anadi Karma Padam Parivaran Parivari Nadegu, after so many lifetimes, just uselessly, sometimes a frog, and it rings, just the other night rings, and immediately hear a frog, that was me. What a waste of time, being a frog, or a snake, or a fly, or a John F. Kennedy or Mahatma Gandhi, what a waste of time. And now the chance to go back home, back to Godhead, be with Krishna. Prabhupada writes in the song of one of these purports that the goal of this Krishna consciousness is to go back to Krishna and join him in his pleasure dance. So he says so many things. If you look, see what Prabhupada writes, the goal of this movement is to inform the foolish leaders of this world that there is a soul in the body. And then the whole mistake of human civilization is because we don't know who is the soul. So many things Prabhupada writes. The goal of this Krishna conscious movement is to fulfill the instructions of this divine grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, all that. So many things he writes, what is the goal? One of the things he writes is to join with the Supreme Lord in his pleasure dance. So that, sometimes we're a little afraid to talk about these things because sometimes it's taken out of context and some people, they want pleasure dance now without any work hard, samadhi later, does it? So sometimes we think, well, only work hard. But of course, Prabhupada was, he showed us that it's not simply working a machine like that. Mama nasmara yudhyata, think of Krishna and fight. Yeah. Prabhupada was a personification of working hard and thinking of Krishna. So then we have to cultivate all this. I also think of Krishna. Prabhupada's so busy traveling here and there all over the world that sometimes they just sit down and listen to Krishna, to what is agreed, and sit and listen. So that also, that our goal of life, that when we leave this body, Prabhupada, you know that famous lecture called says, just like going to sleep. And when you, for a devotee when he dies, it's just like going to sleep, and when you wake up, you're there in the spiritual world with Krishna. So, it's all there, everything is here. Everything we need to go back to Godhead. We've got Prabhupada's books, constant source of knowledge, inspiration, guidance, everything we need. The holy names, non-different from Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam, non-different from Krishna. We have that spiritual master who's so kind to us enough. Others who wouldn't even dream of coming anywhere near us. And then, alright, the whole world's going to become Krishna conscious, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, but we're here in India, we're very pure, and they're there, let them stay there. They'll stay here in Shanghai. Krishna Prabhupada went to the gutter. Just like you see the scavengers in India, they go take out the garbage, see if there's anything valuable. Just put some old bottles and plastic bags. Prabhupada did that for us, you know, in the garbage. Picked us out of the garbage. So we have everything. Everything Prabhupada is. Let us take advantage of that. That's my thought for the hour. You say something, Anash Prabhu? There's so many things to say, so much, so rich, so many things to do in Krishna consciousness. Just that I was giving class the last few days on that first verse of Bhagavatam. And just going through Prabhupada, giving a few, one or two lines read from the purport, and then there's just so much. You could, even if you wanted to, I think you just give class on the first shloka of Bhagavatam for a year or so. And just do the purport and go through. Just Prabhupada put so much in one or two lines. Just amazing. Oh, so much philosophy, so much depth, they just presses in my heart. Jai.